Republican State Representative Greg Murphy of Pitt County and three other legislators unveiled the Heroin and Opioid Prevention and Enforcement Act, also known as the HOPE Act, at a press conference yesterday. Murphy says the bill is an extension of the STOP Act, which became law last summer.
With the STOP Act, North Carolina's medical community took the leading role in stemming the overflow of prescription medications onto our streets, medicine cabinets, and emergency departments. Today, with the HOPE Act, the medical community joins hands with North Carolina's law enforcement community to help them in their efforts to combat the illegal activity that fuels this crisis.
Murphy says the HOPE Act would give law enforcement quicker access to a statewide database that tracks patients who are prescribed opioids.
Under very strict and very stringent guidelines, our law enforcement community will have access to the Controlled Substance Reporting System to help them in their efforts to investigate and prosecute individuals who obtain legal prescription medications by illegal means, as well as those who distribute illicit medications and illicit opioids. They need this access in real time so that they can investigate in real time, for minutes and seconds matter when it comes to opioids.
Murphy says the bill would also make it a felony for home health aides to steal or dilute a patient's drugs. State Attorney General Josh Stein says opioid overdose is the leading cause of accidental death in North Carolina, killing an average of 3 people per day across the state.
We're in the midst of this crisis, and solving it won't be easy. But if we work together and constantly strive for new ideas to attack the problem, to reduce both the supply and the demand for these drugs, we can turn the tide on it.
The HOPE Act would also allocate $10 million for treatment programs and $1 million for the opioid overdose reversal drug naloxone in next year's budget. Lawmakers say the House Health Committee will discuss and vote on the legislation when it meets on Thursday. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.